Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Old School, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Second segment, 5 o'clock hour on this Thursday. Thirsty Thursday, Eric Strickland's holiday. He's going to be streaming in on WTF with Cluster here in about 30 minutes. But
Stricky's on his way back. He's just having a cigar.
Oh, he's on his way back. Live in effect. Live in effect. I stand corrected.
Our boy was off the chain today. Ellie can confirm. Stricky was wild, wild.
He was?
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's his holiday. We'll give it to him.
Yeah, it's his holiday. Thursdays, he gets a pass. Got a couple more texts. Don says... Don Juan says he's talking about Javonte Boyd. That's obviously for the Bengals. He was a number three receiver or one of the...
No, Javonte Boyd's the Northeast head coach.
Oh, Northeast. Excuse me. That's right. Yeah. And also 3190 says Northeast plays Benson tonight. So must be a big game. I don't think Benson's very good. Benson Bunnies.
The only thing I remember about Benson back when I was in high school was... We got up 14-0 on them in the first inning in baseball. Mm. I was a starting right fielder. My coach pulled me. Then one of my teammates was dogging it, even though we were up like 23-0. So I was completely mentally checked out, just hanging out in the dugout. And then he pulled the guy that replaced me. So I re-entered for the last like inning.
There it is.
Like, man, come on. Thought he had the rest of the day off.
Oh, there well. It is. Anyways, David from Renew, he says raw spinach with lettuce. I like it. Mm. But I like mine with a little sauteed spinach with a little with mushrooms and stuff, diced onions.
Mm.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little something. But Austin, I wanted to ask you about this, man. And this we got about 15 minutes. It is an interesting tidbit here. We're gonna keep digging into Nick Sainert's University of Notre Dame. Coach Marcus Freeman. The headline says he deserves a ton of credit for the humble move after the loss to Northern Illinois, when he essentially, Coach Hammack from Northern Illinois, or Freeman reached out to Coach Hammack from Northern Illinois, told him good job, and Coach Hammack, kind of paying it forward, pretty much said, hey, listen, we know we're not going to play you anytime soon. This is how we were able to beat you. What are your thoughts on that? Would you like, say you're coaching Duke, just newly Duke, you know, head coach. Would you text or call the Wichita State's coach because he beat you? Because Duke doesn't usually play them very often.
You know, that's tough. I think from one side of things, it can be interpreted as maybe a little arrogant from Thomas Hammack, right? Oh, we beat you. I'm sure you want to know how we did it. But I don't think that's the vibe Thomas Hammock gives off, right? I think everything we saw from him, everything we've heard from him, he brought Northern Illinois to Lincoln, and Nebraska beat Northern Illinois, so we don't have to worry about that one necessarily. Seems like a really good guy, and because I don't think, to your point, that they're playing anytime soon, it makes a little bit more sense. I think if I'm Marcus Freeman, I get that text, I get that call. I'm not answering that right away. My first reaction is probably, who do you think you are? But then when I have a couple minutes and step back, it's like, who do I think I am, right? This guy just beat me. He's better than me, and you know this is another low. I already lost to Marshall, already lost to a bad Stanford team, and now a team that we have probably infinitely more resources than, and I lost to him. If I would have beat him, it would have been close, and he would have said, hey, here's how we kept it close against you. Yeah, whatever, you know, we beat you. No need to talk to you. But I think because Notre Dame lost, and because it wasn't just the first time, wasn't just the second time, but now this is the third time in Marcus Freeman's tenure that they've lost as, you know, a favorite and a decently sizable favorite, I do think that it shows some humility from Marcus Freeman to step back and say, yeah, you know, I'll take all the coaching points I need, even if it's not where I would have expected it from.
Right.
But if I'm the rest of Notre Dame's opponents, I'm pissed off at Thomas Hammock. What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Well, why? This is a cutthroat business. This is our livelihood you're messing with by giving this guy the answer to the test.
Yeah, if he doesn't know what you saw, we know what he saw. I mean, I think it takes some humility to answer the phone when Hammock calls to, and I'm sure... And first of all, it's big, you know, give big shout out to Hammock to, you know, reach down and saw a young coach in Marcus Freeman. Probably knows that Hammock probably knows he most likely he's not going to get a Notre Dame type of job.
Mm-hmm.
But he also knows coaching at Northern Illinois is a.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Notre Dame type of job to him.
Yeah.
And he sees a young coach that they probably had a game plan. Like, I wouldn't say a basic game plan, but like, this is what we got to do to win. Notre Dame's probably should be too good for let this happen. And then it happened. And then they dominated the game. Notre Dame actually, you know, rallied to make it close. Let me just check this guy's temperature to reach out to him and give him some advice. Pat on the back, you know, arm around the shoulder because he's probably struggling right now. So I think it's, one of those things that, It takes big, you know, a big person and Hammock to not just win right off into some sunset and, you know, just live on the high life, mm-hmm. but then really look at the foundation of how you won and feel for the opponent and have empathy. But then, like you said, for Marcus Freeman, I'm not really sure if I take that call at all.
It's tough. I mean, the other part about this, like you said, I mean, Thomas Hamick is at what seems like his dream job. Would he take a promotion in somewhere else? Probably, but he's an alum from Northern Iowa. He played on that football program before, was it his heart condition?
Yeah.
That sidelined him, and now here he is coaching for his alma mater in the biggest game he's going to get against Notre Dame. They're just one state over. They're ranked in the top 25, the top 10 even, yeah, before they get knocked out by Northern Illinois. So I think Thomas Hamick can see that, and I do think this is going to be the biggest job Marcus Freeman's ever going to have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to say that because he's a bad coach, right? He's a better football coach than I'd ever be, but it's Notre Dame. Think about how Marcus Freeman got the job. Brian Kelly up and leaves for LSU. You're
like a ghost in the night on a private jet.
On a private jet, exactly. And no one would have seen Brian Kelly taking that LSU job. Something northeast, something southeast, maybe even something west. But LSU, that's a weird one. And if you're Notre Dame and you're Jack Swarbrick specifically at the time, you're proud. You're a proud program. You want to rely on your history. And you really feel like you could have gone bigger than Marcus Freeman. You could have done a full national search, but the locker room really liked Marcus Freeman. You made the choice that, say, Wisconsin didn't want to make and giving the job to Jim Leonard to do the college basketball thing, right? It felt more Hubert Davis than John Shire.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you there. Marcus Freeman probably is at the apex of his career. Brian Kelly was at the apex of his career.
By far.
I don't think LSU was a step up or an easier job than Notre Dame. I felt like the easy excuse was where like he got jealous of what he was going against and the players that he was playing against in the coaching staff. Well, it's all a cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, Alabama was immensely talented, and you played against one of the top. They're probably not as good as like the 95 Huskers in Miami and USC, but they're right below in that second tier of those Alabama teams that he faced off and got annihilated against. But then like a few years later, Alabama showed some chinks in the armor. You could have, if you stayed, you could have waited. And Notre Dame paying coaches has never been a problem. Now you get Marcus Freeman, and you get caught up in this tidal wave of emotion, probably a little lazy, and probably thinking this guy is a next up-and-coming major college coach and get, which he might be and still is, but he lacks the experience and also lacks the support from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's where Notre Dame, I think, has really hurt Marcus Freeman in their program, because they never supported him in hiring assistant coaches and also NIL deals that have came after that when it's become more, you know, easily available and a known. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. One more text before we take a break from Tater. Why doesn't Notre Dame join a conference? Because Notre Dame thinks they don't need a conference. The reality is, Tater, Notre Dame needs a conference like we need a bowl game. They need it desperately because Notre Dame, because also when you look at these kids these days, they're not wearing Notre Dame type of stuff anymore. You're not seeing it all the time when you go to the mall because, you know, Clemson, the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Michigans, Ohio States, Oregons, those are the fun schools to wear with the whole gear and all this other stuff. Notre Dame is just kind of what, golden helmets and that's it. So, and they're not up there yet. And the bigger question is this, before we go to break, is, I want you to think about it. If Notre Dame ends up at 10-2, do they make the college? Does the powers that be force them into the college football playoffs? I want you to think about that, Austin, and then you'll answer that, and then we'll do our score predictions for this Thursday night shellacking by the Buffalo Bills against the Dolphins. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.